Now, we've got a guest from the United States waiting, so I will come back to you for your thought of the day, Lisa. The in New Zealand, government policy over successive governments has been not to support the use of leaf cannabis for medicinal use. There is a mouth spray called Sativex or Sativex, which does contain cannabis extracts, and it has been able to be prescribed, and I think there have been 48 people had it prescribed, of which 4 prescriptions are current. But we were interested in this because we want to talk about driving under the influence of marijuana shortly, but this is the amazing story you may have seen of 5-year-old Charlotte Fiji changing attitudes to the medicinal use of marijuana. Doctors had run out of ideas to help ease the 300 seizures that she was having every week, and as a last resort, her mother started calling medical marijuana shops. And 2 years later, Charlotte is largely seizure-free and able to walk and talk and feed herself after taking oil infused with a special cannabis strain. And her recovery's inspired both a name for the strain that she takes that is bred not to make users high. It's called Charlotte's Web, and an influx of families with seizure-stricken children going to Colorado from states in the United States that ban the drug. And just quickly, ahead of Dr. Alan Shackelford, who's going to join us, you've both read Charlotte's story. Does it make you think differently about medical marijuana?
Yeah, I just think, you know, nobody wants a drug that under 10s, but if pot can stop her from having brain surgery, don't you think that's fantastic?
Doctors are warning there's no proof that the Charlotte's Web is effective or even safe. It just seems to be efficacious. Have you got anything to say at this, just before we talk to Alan Duncan?
Well, I mean, I think if a drug can be used and it does have therapeutic effects and it can be used safely, it should be. The fact that it's called marijuana is kind of irrelevant, but I do think you do need the medical safety to be established. It's really important.
Dr. Alan Shackelford is a Harvard-trained physician and researcher joining us from Denver, Colorado. Alan, hello.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Very nice of you to be with us. It's not pot the way we think of pot, is it?
By no means, no. It's not recreational. There is no psychoactivity to this particular combination of cannabinoids, primarily cannabidiol and very little THC. In fact, I very much doubt that anyone looking for recreational pot would give it a second glance. But medically, it is really quite remarkable.
What evidence, can you tell us about the evidence there is that marijuana helps with seizures? It's obviously clear in your mind.
Yes, it's interesting. When Charlotte's mother first approached me going on 2 years ago, I was not terribly familiar with the medical literature on cannabis as a treatment for seizure disorders. So I looked rather deeply into it, and in point of fact, there is a very long history of the use of cannabis to treat seizures. I think it's important to remember that cannabis was an integral part of Western medicine for very nearly 100 years after its introduction to Britain by Dr. William Brooke O'Shaughnessy in the mid to late 1830s. And it was used for a variety of different purposes, including treatment of seizure disorders, with tremendous efficacy and great safety. There are estimates that as many as a third of all prescriptions compounded in the United States prior to 1937 contained some form of cannabis extract.
Sure.
So as I looked at the medical literature, I also found that there had been some research done, clinical trials of cannabidiol itself, in Brazil, using synthetic CBD, and the results there were quite dramatic. It was a small number of subjects, but half of them had complete remission of their seizures, which had not responded to any pharmacological treatment, and a full two-thirds had either complete remission or significant improvement. So it wasn't without any antecedent knowledge that we elected to try this high CBD extract with Charlotte.
Right, but medical science doesn't typically allow experiments on 5-year-old children, does it, with anything that hasn't been double-blind tested?
Yes, that's quite right. It's important, again, to bear in mind that the double-blinded placebo-controlled substances somewhat tongue-in-cheek, pharmaceuticals that had been used caused two cardiac arrests in Charlotte, one of which her mother herself had to resuscitate her from. It also, all of those pharmaceuticals failed to control the seizures. So even though they underwent double-blind placebo-controlled studies and were ostensibly safe, they very nearly killed her. So the alternative to trying cannabis, which has not caused a single verified death in 5,000 years of human use, seemed to be almost without question. We needed to try this simply because there were no other alternatives, and the prescriptions that had been vetted by the usual scientific method had proved ineffective, and in point of fact had nearly killed her twice.
Can I ask you something? How would you like to see, obviously you're having an influx of families from across the United States, is it better that a family or a family trust, or how would you like to see this handled, keeps control of the special strain of medical marijuana with the low THC so that the pharmaceutical companies don't commodify it, or would you like to see it commodified in the normal way?
Oh, I'd love to see it studied more scientifically. We have a real problem studying cannabis in any scientific way in the United States. There is an institutional bias, primarily on the part of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, against conducting clinical trials on marijuana that might show any medical benefit. And in fact, NIDA, or the National Institute on Drug Abuse, has publicly stated that they will not approve any trials that might show benefit. And NIDA is one of three federal agencies that has to approve any clinical trials on marijuana that might be conducted here. So it's extraordinarily difficult to do. It should be conducted, and it's important to note that the state of Israel is extremely open to studying cannabis in clinical settings because there is no institutional bias against doing so. And we actually are planning to begin a series of clinical trials on high CBD cannabis in Israel in children and adults with seizure disorders in the very near future.
That's fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Alan Shackelford from Denver, Colorado.